This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Were police too slow to move in as a gunman shot and killed 19 children and two teachers at a Uvalde, Texas elementary school? The AP's Tim McGuire.
The father of one of the children killed in the Texas school shooting says police were unprepared and slow to move in to stop the shooting. Javier Cazada's daughter Jacqueline was one of the 19 fourth graders killed in Salvador Ramos' attack on Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas. He says when he arrived during the attack, police were still outside the building. Cazada says he was so upset he thought about going in himself with several others. Authorities say the massacre inside a locked classroom lasted upwards of 40 minutes, ending only when Ramos was killed by a Border Patrol team.
The head of the Texas Department of Public Safety says law enforcement immediately engaged the shooter and contained him in the classroom. The Senate's top Democrat, Chuck Schumer, is pushing Republicans to act on gun legislation now. The AP's Sagar Magani.
With 19 little kids dead.
Please, damn it, please, think if it was your child or grandchild.
But Schumer notes the prospects of GOP senators shifting course and helping pass substantial laws to curb gun violence are very slim, even as leader Mitch McConnell blasted the shooting.
It's literally sickening.
Alabama Republican Tommy Tuberville said regulating guns won't solve anything. This is a mental health issue. New Jersey Democrat Cory Booker says that's the problem. Minds are made up.
Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt has signed into law a bill that prohibits abortions, with few exceptions, the nation's strictest abortion ban. The White House is announcing this morning it's doing more to make the antiviral treatment Paxlovid more accessible as it projects COVID infections will continue to spread. This is AP News. Now to Twitter. The AP's Jennifer King.
Twitter has been ordered to pay a multi-million-dollar penalty over privacy violations. In an announcement Wednesday, regulators with the Justice Department and the Federal Trade Commission said Twitter failed to protect users over a six-year span. They say Twitter violated an FTC order issued in 2011 after serious security breaches. The company failed to disclose that users' private contact information, allegedly collected for security purposes, was used to let companies send targeted ads. The company's been ordered to pay a $150 million fine and put in new safeguards. In a federal lawsuit, the regulators are also alleging that Twitter falsely claimed it was complying with international privacy agreements. The announcement came on the same day as Twitter's annual shareholders meeting, Jack Dorsey's last day on Twitter's board, and a regulatory filing that said Elon Musk was revising the financing plan for his proposed purchase of the company. I'm Jennifer King.
Gas is $4.60 a gallon on average this morning. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.